This is TLRStation.com.
Be Happy with Deborah Nichol is all about finding ways for you to embrace your life where you are at, while giving you new ideas and perspective on how to improve your life. Deborah Nichol is a holistic life coach and energy healer. Her unique training and intuitive abilities help people get to the core surrounding their health issues and guides them through the healing process. Be Happy inspires you with education, strategies, and options that will help you transform your life so it is full of love, purpose, and intention. And now, here is your host, Deborah Nichol.
Welcome to Be Happy Radio. I'm your host, Deborah Nichol. We have a great show lined up for you today. Our guest is Dr. Karen Quinn. Now, before I introduce her, I always share a little bit of my own personal story about the guest. So, I'll do the same with Dr. Karen Quinn. I've had the privilege of knowing Dr. Karen Quinn since her birth, as we are cousins. So, my dad and her mom are brother and sister. I'm really fortunate to have a medicine woman in the family. We tease her about this. But Karen helped me out when I took a really bad fall, and we've talked about this on other shows and how I hurt my hip, and I really got to understand a little bit more about the chiropractic world and how it can help you and how we need it in our lives. And so without further ado, I will introduce Dr. Karen Quinn. So Dr. Karen Quinn has a family wellness chiropractic practice within Backstrong Health Group in the Calgary community of Quarry Park. Dr. Quinn approaches the body with a holistic perspective, using gentle, specific, low-force techniques and a consideration of lifestyle factors that could be affecting one's ability to thrive. The impact of lifestyle on health and the prevention of disease and injury became an interest while studying kinesiology at the University of Calgary. Upon completing her Bachelor of Science in Exercise and Health Physiology, she went on to become a Doctor of Chiropractic to pursue her passion of people, the human body, and the incredible intelligence guiding life and healing. In addition to private practice, Dr. Quinn also is an instructor of anatomy and physiology at the Canadian School of Natural Nutrition. And she's also a certified yoga teacher with the Canadian Sport Institute. Today, she'll be talking to us about the impact of posture on health and performance. So let's welcome Dr. Karen Quinn. Hello, Dr.
Hi.
Quinn.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So We have such a limited amount of time here, but we're going to squeeze in as much as we can.
Sounds good.
And so I'll ask the good question right at the start. So tell us what constitutes good posture.
Well, it depends what position you're in. So if you're standing, the ideal posture is to have your head directly over your shoulders, over your hip, over your knee, over your ankle, if you're looking at you from the side. From the front, there should be just, if you had a plumb bob right through your midline, it should just trace right down the middle and land right between your right and left feet. So no tilts or leans, just a balance. So if everything's in alignment, then everything should be equally distributed, basically, where we're designed to be. For sitting posture, it's a little bit different. You still want that stacking ear over shoulder over hip, but you want to make sure that you have those natural curves in your back still. And often what we see is when people sit for a period of time, that pelvis starts rounding under. And as soon as that happens, those shoulders round and then that head comes forward. And then you start seeing that in their standing posture as well.
Now, that's referred to the layman terms as the slouch.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So, I'm sure everyone who's listening to is, you straighten up as soon as you start talking about posture.
Yeah.
I think that's natural, too. And I do realize, too, whenever Karen and I get together, I always try to sit up a little straighter. And I'm sure you find that with everyone that you meet.
Everybody, yeah.
Tell us just for our own personal, how can we like check ourselves for posture? Because I think it's easier like for me to view someone else, else's posture. So how do we kind of check our own to make sure that, like, is there something that we can do? Do we, you know, arch our back? Do we put our shoulders back? What do we do?
Well, it can be different for everyone, right? Because there's not one posture breakdown for that suits everybody. So if someone's sitting, the easiest thing to get in tune with your posture when you're sitting is just to hinge forward at your hips so that your torso comes closer to your thighs and your sit bones kind of poke out behind you a little bit more. And then just draw your torso directly over your pelvis so you maintain that position of the sit bones so that you have that low back curve present. So if you are rounding forward in that posture, you should feel taller once your torso comes back after hinging at your hips. And if you weren't slouching, you may not notice much of a difference at all. But usually I'll recommend if someone's working at a computer, just to take those little breaks, hinge forward to reset that pelvis and reset that lumbar curve, that low back curve, and then draw that torso back up. And then once that pelvis, if you're sitting, once that pelvis is in a proper position, it's much easier for your shoulders and your head to just naturally stack over where they're supposed to be as well.
Okay.
With standing, it's a little bit different, but one of the easiest things you can do is just to stand in front of a mirror, close your eyes, turn your head around just to kind of disorient you, come back to where you feel centered with your eyes closed. And then when you open your eyes, just observe your posture without moving at all. Because as soon as you open your eyes, you're going to have a whole bunch of visual cues that will change where you are in space. Because that's one of your major positional senses is our sight. So keeping your eyes closed and then opening them and keeping that position, you can start to see certain tilts or leans or head tilts. Another thing too people can do is even look through old photo albums and old pictures, because often you'll see patterns in head tilts or shoulder tilts. And if it's repeating over and over again throughout the years of photos, then chances are that's your distorted posture.
Right. Okay. So Photoshop is okay for photos, but not necessarily in real life. You need chiropractic care.
Yeah. Well, and it brings to a different point too, because with posture, there's two different types of posture. There's that conscious posture in which we can look in the mirror and self-correct, or like you said, when you meet a chiropractor, you know, you can adjust that posture to what you think needs to be adjusted. But then there's also a reflexive posture, and that's what your brain and your nervous system is basically responding to your alignment and where you need to compensate so that you don't fall over. So that is the component that, you know, chiropractic care and osteopathy and different soft tissue techniques can help to rebalance where your reflexes are telling you to go.
Okay. So tell us, what impacts our posture and what makes it better or worse?
The main thing I see, I mean, often people think with physical body, we think of those physical events. So we think of car accidents or falls or, you know, big events that we remember. But I find that the biggest thing that impacts our posture and our health overall is those little daily things that we don't even think about. So the repetitive postures. So we spend so much time sitting and we're not designed to sit. We're designed to move. And so sitting, they say, is the new smoking. in terms of honestly, in terms of its negative impact on our health. And
I'm a heavy smoker.
Yeah.
What are we going to do about this?
So we need to counter those postures, right? And so if you sit long periods of time, that being said, people that stand a long period of time, also they just have different areas that tend to get, see that breakdown and wear and tear. I did a clinic abroad in Vietnam in my last trimester of school, and it was interesting because, you know, we were seeing people that were working in rice fields and bent over and squatting throughout their whole day, and that was their repetitive posture. So I saw a lot of different postural breakdown and wear and tear patterns in their spine that was very different than the patterns that we have. So I mean, it doesn't matter what posture you're in. You could have perfect ergonomics at your desk, but if you're sitting and not moving throughout your day and not countering those positions, then you're going to see some changes over time.
Right. So the best thing is to get up and move and come and see you.
It says find ways to support your body. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. I mean, there's the things that we can control, and then there's the things that we, you know, can benefit from having some external support with. And,
right.
And I mean, I work with a team of people, both in and out of my office, in terms of helping people, because I mean, sometimes it's not a physical stressor that's affecting our posture. Sometimes it could be an emotional stressor. I mean, you see someone standing, and there was a great TED talk by, I believe her name's Amy Cuddy, that talked about the impact of posture on confidence. Because often we look at it the opposite side. If we see someone with a really slouchy posture and really with, you know, drawn in posture, you know, we deduct a lot of inferences from that. We can get an idea of what we think their self-confidence is, or their mood, or whatnot, right? So she was looking at, okay, well, if mood can dictate posture, can posture dictate mood? And they found it absolutely can. And so, you know, for some people, you can work with them physically all you want, but if they're going back into a life where, you know, they need that mental side of things to be balanced out, then that can also potentially help their posture, right? And so, you know, I don't think you can look at any one aspect and say that it goes across the board saying, you know, it's all physical, or it's all mental, or it's all chemical. But, you know, the more well-rounded you can approach something, I think the faster and better results people will have.
Right. That's awesome. We have to just take a quick commercial break. I have some more questions about that, but we'll come back. And here we go.
Are you ready to change your perspective? Ready to live outside the box? Then our Fearless Life Workshop is for you. Carrie Ann Barron, owner of TLRStation.com, facilitates this workshop and helps you identify the thoughts, feelings, and actions that may be keeping you from living the life you want. Based on the best-selling book, Fearless Living by Rhonda Britton, the workshop is interactive, experiential, thought-provoking, practical, and fun. Visit tenaciousliving.org to find out more.
You're listening to Tenacious Living Radio.
Welcome back. This is Be Happy Radio on TLRStation.com, powered by Tenacious Living International, where it's all about living outside your box. My name is Deborah Nickel, and I am your host of Be Happy Radio. Today on the line with us is our special guest, Dr. Karen Quinn. And before the break, we were just talking about how the posture can affect our health and in different ways. And so, Dr. Quinn, can you expand on that a little bit more about, I love that TED Talk too. I've seen it, and it's really interesting how the findings of that are connected to, we might not, our emotions, the way we, our posture is, can affect our emotions. And can you talk a little bit more about that, and about what people could do? Because I find too, people think that, and I just say this in general because there's lots of knowledgeable people out there, but for the people who just think that you go to the chiropractor to have your back cracked, it's so much more than that. And I really, really wanted, I really want our audience to know that. So can you talk a little bit more expansive about how our posture can affect all different aspects of our health?
Absolutely. Yep. So we touched on a little bit about that study that talked about the impact on confidence, and how just having that open-hearted, open, really just open posture was shown to increase our confidence level in our bodies. So that was one big one. Another really big one too is our oxygen intake. And so if we're really rounded, slouching forward, it severely limits the expansion of our rib cage, which is directly related to our lung capacity, so our ability to take in oxygen and use in our body. And so that has many, many impacts as well, from energy levels to our just healing capacity to our, you know, mental alertness. I mean, I could go on and on and on, right? And so just having a posture that allows for our natural rib cage to open up can affect just the amount of oxygen we bring into our bodies. I mean, there's even just long-term wear and tear. If we're in repetitive postures and not in our ideal alignment, then that affects not only the bones, which most people think about bones and muscles with chiropractors, and absolutely that's a big part of it, but there's so much more to it, because within our spine, why we care about spines is our spinal cord, and out off our spinal cord is our nerves going to all organs, tissues of our body, not just telling us when we have pain or sensation, or not just telling those muscles to contract or relax. And so the impact on our whole body health, our organs, our glands, our all body function really relies on the health of that nervous system. And if it's under stress because of a global posture or a segmental misalignment, what we call subluxation, then that can absolutely affect that communication between our brain and our body.
Okay. So as a person who's getting older, tell us the difference between, because I think it's natural for people to think, oh, you know, I'm getting a little bit older, I'm getting a little bit, you know, I get stiffer in the morning, I find it a little bit harder to move when I first wake up. How can that be connected to our alignment and our postures? And where I'm trying to go with this is that, how would I know that I need to come and see a chiropractor?
Well, most people that come to see me, and I should say most, because I'll expand on that in a minute, just in the nature of my practice, but most people do come in with some kind of an injury, and most of the time that injury didn't start the day before. They may have they may have had the pain the day before, or they may have had that pain for years. But like I said before, it rarely is just one event, and everything, our body's constantly adapting and compensating, and so there could be things that have happened right from birth that can put things out of alignment and affect how that body grows and develops, and may not even become an issue to that person symptomatically until, you know, much later in life. And so I do have a number of children and families that I see children right from birth, just to assess and make sure. And not all babies need adjustments, and some do. But if someone's wondering if they should see a chiropractor, you know, I think anyone with a spine could benefit an assessment. It doesn't mean that you need any extensive type of care, but just to have that support and have someone with, you know, the proper goggles to look and see that things are where they should be, and you know, maybe not even coming from a reaction standpoint of an injury, but more looking proactively to optimize spinal function and position and motion so that you can thrive as long as you can.
Right. Okay, that's awesome. I know personally. I mean, you were young when my son was born, but I took him to a chiropractor, and because he didn't sleep, mm-hmm. and he went when he was 6 weeks old, and we kept going, and he was a pediatric chiropractor here. I'm sure he's long retired, but it was so helpful for him, and I took, you know, my daughter too. So I know I totally am behind going to a chiropractor. I need to be more diligent with my own self, getting myself there, don't I, Dr. Quinn? we'll talk about that after the show.
Well, and that goes to say too, I mean, I can't check my own spine, right? And so, but I can see my global posture, and the posture is really just one window and one assessment tool to see what the overall body is doing with itself. And so it doesn't tell you everything, but if there is postural imbalance, if there's a tilts in your shoulders or tilts in your head, or, you know, maybe one shoe is wearing out faster, maybe one pant leg wears out at the bottom faster, maybe there's, you know, it may not just be pain related or discomfort. It can be observations that you see. So all of those things could be clues that you might want to have your spine checked and to see that if that alignment can be improved upon.
Great. So here's your sign. Yeah. So tell us, what can someone expect when they visit you? How does it work?
Well, the first step I take is just to really just make sure that we're both a fit for each other. I think any, as a, as a patient myself, I mean, I have my own chiropractor and I've seen many through the years, and, you know, any hands-on therapy, I think you really need to be comfortable with the person that you're seeing. And so as much as the patient or the practice member to be is, you know, assessing me, I'm also checking to see that they're a fit for my practice. So first and foremost, you know, if I feel that someone is better suited to another practitioner, then I'll try and assess that in that very first visit. And then we'll go through some of the goals and expectations of care just to see if we're on the same page. And that's part of assessing if we're a fit as well. But also so that I know that when I set recommendations, that it's actually going to be leading that person towards where they want to get to. And maybe sometimes even expanding where they think is possible. Because some people just want to be able to manage pain and they don't even realize that maybe being pain-free is a possibility. And so trying to get an idea of goals and expectations is big. Going through an extensive history. So again, a lot of people, if they don't have a history with chiropractic care, they focus a lot on, you know, the muscle, the spinal motion, the things that they think are associated with chiropractic, which absolutely are relevant. But I go a little bit deeper to understand, okay, do you have digestive dysfunction? Are you constipated? Do you have diarrhea? Do you have regular menstrual cycles for females? Do you have asthma, allergies? You know, full body assessment to see, because some of it may not be related, but some of it absolutely could be related to any imbalance or extra stress on that nervous system. And so getting kind of a baseline look at things is important just to see what changes over time. And then there's a hands-on exam, both chiropractic, different orthopedic and neurological tests, depending on what that person is presenting with and what continues to show up on the exam. I do a digital postural assessment again so that you can see through my eyes what we're looking at. And again, as a baseline picture so we can assess change down the road. And then depending on what I see in the exam and what their symptoms are, if there's any other concerns I may have, I may send for extra testing such as x-rays. And again, it just depends on the person, depends what they need. And then we'll reassess, get back together, review all the results, set recommendations before we begin any sort of treatment plan, and go from there.
Okay, great. So I've had those pictures, and I'll be honest, it's shocking how even if you're trying to stand up straight and hold your posture, you always revert back to your natural way. Mm-hmm. And I realize I'm a sloucher, but I don't think I realized how much, like how visible it was in those. And I know too, like I've been very conscious of trying to put my shoulders back and stuff like that. So, it's very exciting when people come to visit you. Tell us, we're got to wrap up here. I see that we're close to coming to our time's end. But tell us one simple way that we can protect and improve our posture. Can you give us one?
Besides seeing a chiropractor?
Yes. Well, excellent.
See a chiropractor.
Okay, that's awesome. That's all we need. That's
and then
great.
They'll give you all the tools you need.
Okay, that's totally awesome. And not just any chiropractor. See Dr. Karen Quinn, the medicine woman of Calgary. I know. I really appreciate you being on the show and talking to us about posture and the impact on our health, because I think it's very important for us. You tell us, you have a giveaway for everybody. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is? And then I'll tell people how to get it.
Sure. Yeah, it's a very summarized view of some of the things I chatted about here as well. I have just little tips you can take account of through the day to help promote proper posture and just support the tissues that need to support your posture. So it's very, very much an overview, because like I said, not one body is the same to the next, but they're all very gentle, easy tools that I recommend to all my patients. So hopefully it can be of value to your guests.
That's awesome. So you can get this free giveaway at www.healingheartwellness.com/radio. and it's the daily postural awareness, and I've seen it. It's awesome. I've got it hanging in my office right now, and because I've become very conscientious about how maybe I've become the new smoker, and sitting is the new smoking. It's something we've all learned now. We've got people running around their offices now trying to get some exercise and stretching. But Dr. Quinn, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And I really look forward to speaking with you again. And please go to www.healingheartwellness.com/radio for your free giveaway and all of Dr. Quinn's contact information. And thank you for joining us on Be Happy Radio, and happy Wednesday, everybody, and we'll see you next month. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Are you interested in knowing more about our Be Happy topics? Contact Deborah at www.healingheartwellness.com/radio. We will see you next month, same day and time. We hope you enjoyed the show today, powered by TLR Station.